On Tropical Storm Henri. So let's look at the latest information. Winds 70 miles an hour, moving north northeast at 12 miles an hour. Starting off with the satellite, the Air Force reconnaissance aircraft headed into the center now, very close to hurricane strength. We are forecasting it to get to hurricane strength with time. You can see the center location right about there off the coast of North Carolina. The blue lines here is actually the information we're getting back from the Air Force, and that really helps us pinpoint where the center is, really helps us pinpoint the actual structure of the storm. Here is the latest forecast that we have, looking at with time, getting closer and closer to the New England area with time. But a couple of things to really remind everybody about. Here's the center. Remember, it's not just about that track. It's not just about where that center point is. Tropical storm force winds extending out in this location, 90 miles from the center, 100 miles from the center on that right side, on that eastern side, and on the left side, we're 70 miles and 50 miles. So it's not just that center point. You carry that on. You can see that's why we have a hurricane warning for portions of Long Island, portions of Connecticut and Rhode Island. On either end of it, we have tropical storm warnings, including New York City with that tropical storm warning. So wind, we're going to look at that wind, and not just on the coast, but even inland. Something to look at timing wise. This is 2 a.m. tomorrow morning, 2 a.m. on Sunday, getting very close to the coastline tomorrow. But remember, the winds extend out in front of it, so the winds, well, they're going to get there early. They're going to get there before the center of the storm does, and then the storm slows down. And we'll see why that's going to increase the rainfall and prolong some of the problems. Really close together, these dots right here means with time on Monday, it's going to slow down. Let's look at that timing. Important to really look at this graphic because it gives you an idea how the winds get there early. Tropical storm force winds with the highest probability in these oranges and the reds getting close to Long Island tomorrow morning. So get there tomorrow morning with time and eventually into Massachusetts, New Hampshire with some of those tropical storm force winds. So we're going to look at some of those impacts. We talked about the winds. Well, you take the rainfall. We've already had a lot of rain in some of these areas, and you're going to put more rain on top of it, and those tropical storm force winds and hurricane force winds in some areas, you're going to knock over trees. You're going to knock over power lines. You're going to have some significant impacts to travel with downed trees. So travel is going to be treacherous daytime and especially at nighttime where you can't see a lot of the areas on the road. So we got to be careful. Be prepared for some of these power outages. Some could last for days. Rainfall, heavy rainfall in yellow, 4 to 6 inches of rain, a large area in New York, up to Connecticut, into even upstate New York, getting Albany, getting some of these high rainfall totals. So watch out for those flash flooding. Listen for those warnings. And remember, little wiggles matter. So some of these values can shift back and forth. So any one of these areas, Hartford, be ready for these heavy rainfall events and those warnings. Storm surge, such a big issue in these, the deadliest part of these tropical systems. In some areas, Nantucket, Buzzards Bay, Narragansett Bay, 3 to 5 feet of storm surge. So watch out for that. Listen to those local officials and stay out of those low-lying areas. This has been Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center.